Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 29th. It's all about Absalom today from 2 Samuel 14 and 15. Absalom was a hunk. The problem was he knew it. So did everybody around him. The whole nation treated him like some sort of People magazine superstar. After all that he'd been through with his brother and sister and father, after executing justice against Amnon when his father wouldn't, and basically being slapped on the hand for it, maybe David's day was done. David seemed so uninteresting anymore. Old, tired, boring. It was time for a real leader to step up and take over. Let the new generation reign. Big mistake. It's only good to get energetic young leaders trained and in place. Kings, governors, presidents, prime ministers, emperors, mayors, teachers, pastors can get stale and ineffective. But it's not age that matters. Character is everything. When people put an individual with deep character flaws in a position of influence and power, they always end up regretting their choice. And Absalom had plenty of flaws, the foremost being pride. He believed he deserved to rule. Absalom had a succession plan for David's throne, even though David had not signed off on it. He seemed to be executing his plan flawlessly by stealing the hearts of the men of Israel one by one over a period of 4 years. Politics is dangerous stuff. All too often we elevate people of poor character into political leadership because they seem so good. They have such great plans. They thrill us with their speeches. They promise us a new day, a new way. If we throw our support behind them, we'll be rewarded with a strong economy, military security, better health, you name it. Problem is, the public persona is not often matched by the personal profile, and eventually their character will catch up with them, to their own destruction and the harm of those they had bamboozled. Just remember, everything may not be as it seems on the outside. As Samuel was reminded by God, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Maybe we wouldn't have so much trouble with politicians if we took the condition of their heart to heart. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.